You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, once again, we are with Ty Kiesel, who is a Main Street business evangelist and marketing veteran with over 25 years in the trenches. He writes about small business financing for Forbes and Lendio. He is also the author of the new book, Getting a Business Loan, Financing Your Main Street Business. Ty, certainly a pleasure once again to have you as a part of Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thanks for inviting me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, always exciting to have you, Ty. So first of all, why did you write your book, Getting a Business Loan, Financing Your Main Street Business?
Well, you know, at Lendio, what we do is we match small business owners with financing. And it's a complicated topic, and most small business owners aren't financial experts. And unfortunately, where do you think the first place is that you go if you need a small business loan? It's the bank. But only about 10% of the people that go into the local bank to get a small business loan are successful. So that leaves 90% of small business owners who can't find the funding that they need. And unfortunately, there are so many options that small business owners don't know about that I think it handicaps them. And I think it's safe to say that acquiring capital is one of the biggest problems associated with small business owners. And I wrote the book because I saw the problem in the marketplace. I had a publisher who saw the problem and reached out to me, and we kind of came together and created the book.
Now, many smaller Main Street business owners go to their bank to apply for a loan. Just like you said, only about 1 in 10 are successful in getting a loan that way. What other financing options are available to those looking to get financing for their business?
You know, there are all kinds of options available right now. They're not necessarily bank options. We call them alternative lenders, but they're all specialty products. For example, if you're looking for real estate, there are real estate loans for buying property, buying buildings. There are equipment loans for financing equipment. There are what we call merchant cash advance loans. So for a short-term capital need, if you're a restaurant or a merchant who takes lots of credit cards, there's ways to tap into that. There's factoring. There's all kinds of different things. You just have to look at it a little more specific than the typical, I'm going to go to the bank and get a term loan that's going to cost me X percentage for X number of years. And you need to be a little bit creative in how you think about what kind of financing do I need? Am I a restaurant that needs to buy a pizza oven? If that's the case, you might be able to get an equipment loan for something like that. And I think that it's just an information need that needs to be shared with small business owners so that they know where to go and what to look for.
In your experience, are smaller Main Street business owners all looking for millions of dollars, or is there a need for smaller loan amounts?
And you know, that is the $60,000 question, because the problem is most small business owners, most Main Street business owners aren't looking for too much. In fact, they're not looking for enough. For instance, last year, the average SBA 7A loan, which is their most popular loan product, that was about $380,000. Most small business owners, I grew up in a small business family, and my dad purchased a business when I was purchased a building when I was a teenager, and the $40,000 loan he took out to buy that building was a huge loan to him. About 59% of the people that come to Lendio looking for financing are looking for $50,000 or less. And so the problem is that it costs banks and credit unions and other lenders, traditional lenders, about the same administrative burden and cost to write a $50,000 loan as it does to write a $500,000 loan. So where are they going to spend their efforts? they're going to spend them looking for the bigger loan amounts. There was a report came out last fall from the Federal Reserve Bank in Cleveland that basically said the bigger small businesses and medium-sized businesses are not having a problem finding financing right now, but the smallest small businesses, the ones you and I identify with on Main Street, they're still in a credit crunch, and they predicted that it wasn't going to change anytime soon. So it's almost like they're not asking for enough, and that's part of the problem.
Very interesting. Never would have thought it would be that way. Today we are joined by Ty Kiesel, the author of the new book, Getting a Business Loan, Financing Your Main Street Business. He can also be followed on Twitter at Ty Kiesel, and he's joined us once again here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Ty, how does a small business owner know which loan is best for them? They are not the experts, of course.
Well, they're not. They're experts in their field, and they're busy running a business. I guess the first answer would be buy my book. The next answer would be, talk to your CPA, talk to your accountant, spend some time on the internet looking around. Do your homework. Don't just accept no for an answer from the bank. Talk to the bank about, for example, the same banker that will tell you no for a term loan might tell you yes if you're factoring, if you want to factor your accounts receivable and get an advance that way. So there are lots of things you need to be thinking more in terms of what's the loan purpose and what am I going to do with it, and start looking for different financial options that might fit that specific category. There are loans specifically designed for purchasing a franchise. There are specialty loan products that might make it a little bit easier depending upon what you need the money for.
And what are the most compelling factors for a small business owner to successfully secure a business loan?
When I talk to lenders, and it doesn't matter whether it's a bank, a credit union, or an alternative lender, the single biggest complaint that all of them share is that small business owners can't articulate what they want the money for, what they plan to do with it, what the impact is of that influx of capital into their business, how they plan to pay for it. They don't have a strong business plan. That's one of the biggest things that they can do to improve the odds and actually be successful. Because just because you can get a loan sometimes doesn't mean that's going to really help your business if you're not really sure what you're going to do with it. So it's really important to have a well-articulated plan as to what you're going to do. And what are you going to do if the initiative isn't successful? Because the banker wants to know, they're very, I say banker talking about any lender, but every lender wants to know that you're going to be able to repay the loan. And that first payment is going to be due the next month. So how are you going to do that? What's your plan? And if you can articulate a plan for how you're going to do it, you're going to have more success.
Lastly, what advice would you give a smaller Main Street business owner that is looking for financing to start or grow their business?
I have been there, and I think it was Michael Gerber who called this desire to start a small business an entrepreneurial seizure. And I've had a couple of those myself. And I think the single biggest thing you need to do is guard your credit score like a precious asset. It's really tempting to rob Peter this month to pay Paul and to kind of let things go. And I know that when I would do my books, it was usually at the end of the day when I was already exhausted and hammered, and I put it off because it wasn't my favorite thing to do. And that's the wrong way to approach it. You got to guard your credit score, make sure you pay everyone on time, make sure you stay current, because the lower your credit score drops, the fewer options you have. And so that would be the single biggest piece of advice I could give you.
And that's some great advice to go home to the bank with, and no pun intended. Ty, certainly always good to have you, and come back anytime to join us here on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me. It was great to talk to you, and I think that I think that the book is a really great asset. It's a good reference guide. If you want to learn more about some of these alternative lending products, it's a great place to go, and good luck.
And certainly, thank you for the insight and the great helpful advice. We've been speaking with Ty Kiesel, the author of the new book, Getting a Business Loan, Financing Your Main Street Business. Ty is a Main Street business evangelist and marketing veteran with over 25 years in the trenches. He also writes about small business financing for Forbes and Lendio. And the website of reference is tykiesel.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.